The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. The Bible tells us that our many problems have come upon us because of our many sins. Sin is the transgression of the law. 1 John 3:4 says this, "Whoever commits sins also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness." In other words, you're transgressing the law of God. When we break God's law, there is a penalty, and we are paying a high price, and the price will get higher because our sins are multiplying. You can read of that in many places in God's Word. Jeremiah 30 is one of them. Much more could be said about the Holy Sabbath, the seventh day, not the first day of the week, that God did not make holy, and that man can't make holy. Notice what God inspired John to write in 1 John 3, verse 22. "And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." And one of those commandments is to observe the Sabbath, the seventh day of the week. Now, if we ignore God's commandments or anything that God says do or not do, that isn't pleasing to God. And the Bible tells us that our troubles and problems have come on us and are overtaking us because we haven't obeyed our God. God can't and will not bless us for disobedience. Now, let's look at the fifth commandment and see if we're obeying it. Do you keep the fifth commandment? Does the world? Does our nation? Notice the fifth commandment here in Exodus 20, verse 12. "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you." A command with a promise of a long life. Not a bad deal, is it? Notice what God said about his people and the day that we are living in. Isaiah 3 and verse 12 says this, "As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, those who lead you cause you to err and destroy the way of your paths." Sounds up to date, describes the very day that we're living in. We've had our modern-day psychologists teaching and writing their child-rearing books. Don't correct, don't spank, don't control, don't scold, let kids express themselves, don't teach them self-control or how to treat other kids or other people, don't teach them respect. Let them do what they want to do. Don't teach them to obey, respect, and honor. And it seems we have gladly swallowed all that because human nature lacks an out for not accepting responsibility. Let the babysitter and the schools rear, teach, and train my kids for me. I don't have time. I have more important things to do. The few that want to rear, train, and teach their kids, according to God's Word, are afraid to correct and discipline because of Big Brother through family service. So we have ignored God's instructions about child rearing, just like we have most other commands of God, and we are paying a heavy price, financially, physically, and emotionally. But as I have been saying, we're smarter than God, so we think. My friends, that's exactly what Adam and Eve thought. That's exactly what most everyone has thought from Adam and Eve. Well, we are only reaping what we have sown. Our kids are in trouble, unhappy, discontented. Way too many hooked on drugs, alcohol, and sex. Way too many spend time in jail, prison, reform school, and are taken away from parents. On and on we could go, but I think we get the point. Many evils have come upon us because we have shirked our responsibility of child rearing. We have followed man's way of child rearing, and we wonder why so many kids turn out like they do. We have taken God out of our schools, out of the home, and to a great degree out of our religion and churches. The moral base and foundation isn't built in the family, at home, in schools, and in religion as it should be. And we just don't understand when and why we have kids turning out to be thieves, murderers, lazy, sponging off parents, hooked on drugs, sex, alcohol, shirking all responsibility, disrespectful to parents and elderly. Well, I ask, are we really that naive? Could it be parents just don't want to give their time to their kids? And we claim to be a Christian nation. Now, just maybe we should ask ourselves, do I ignore God's word about child rearing? Maybe we should ask ourselves, who's to blame for our discontented, disoriented, disrespectful youth today. Notice what God has to say in His Word in the book of Proverbs, in Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from that. That is a God-given command, and a parent is sinning big time if they shirk their duty. That is a sin of omission, not doing what you should do. Verse 15, foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it far from him. Yes, correction is a big part of child rearing. So is teaching and example. But no, our child psychologist tells us not to do that, or at least they have in the past, and I suppose that they're still doing the same. And look where we are, my friends. Proverbs 13, verse 24 says this, he who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him will discipline him promptly. In other words, God says if you love your kids, you are going to be there and you're going to take time to rear and train and teach and correct them when they need it, to steer them in the right path. Proverbs 19:18 says, chasten your son while there is hope and do not set your heart on his destruction. Now, unless you chasten, correct, teach kids, they are headed for destruction sometimes in their life. And God says, chasten your kids while there is hope. Meaning that you do it when they are very young, when they are very small. You start them out that way, and God says if you train them up in the way that they should go, when they are old, they will not depart from that way. They won't be getting into trouble. They won't be dishonorable to their parents and to elderly. Proverbs 23, verses 13 through 14. Do not withhold correction from a child, for if you beat him with a rod, he will not die. God said, don't hold correction. Don't hold back on correcting your child when they need to be corrected. And you must begin when they are very young. You shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell. Yes, indeed. Keep him out or her out of a lot of trouble. Why can't we obey God, my friends? Why can't we obey this fifth commandment? Why haven't we? Maybe you should ask yourself that question. Verses 22 through 25 says this, listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. In other words, kids, you need to perk up your ears and listen to parents if they're trying to train you and teach you in God's way. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. And that's a parent's duty, to sell the truth, instruction, and understanding to your children. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise son will delight in him. Yes, what a blessing it is to have kids that honor you and kids that go in the right path. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice. Verse 22 is telling us to take time to teach our kids, to rear our kids. Well, where have we gone wrong? Simply put, we have ignored God's instructions and commandments and have done what's right in our own eyes, which God says leads to death. And all we have to do is to look around and see where we are, see where our kids are, and see where we as parents and as elderly people are. Notice Ephesians 6, verse 1 through 4. This is in the New Testament, my friend. Ephesians 6, beginning in verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. In other words, teach and train your kids in the way of God Almighty, is what Paul is saying here. But kids must be taught to obey. Yes, they must be taught to obey. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. What's wrong with Paul here? Why did he say this? The commandments had been nailed to the cross, to the stake, 30 years or so before Paul gave this fifth commandment here. What's wrong with him? Didn't he understand that the commandments no longer exist? Well, no, my friend, he didn't, because the commandments do exist. They were not nailed to the stake. They are in existence today, and we have broken them, and we are paying a high price for doing so. It says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. Yes, that's the fifth commandment here in the New Testament. So are all of the other commandments in the New Testament as well. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. In other words, telling parents how to rear their kids. Teach them God's way. Bring them up in the admonition of God in true and pure religion. What good advice that is. Just as God said thousands of years ago, teach kids and grandkids His law. Notice in Deuteronomy 4, beginning in verse 1. Deuteronomy 4 and verse 1. Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgments which I teach you to observe, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers is giving you. You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take away from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. But we have done both. We have added to, and we have taken away from the word of God. Yes, we take away from the word of God when we don't teach our kids and rear them in the admonition of God, and teach them to honor and respect the elderly and their parents, and teach them to do what's right in every way. We have considered it a very light thing to take away from God's word, a very light thing to shirk our God-given responsibility of proper child-rearing, which God has given in His word. If you have young kids, it isn't too late to rear them God's way. You will be glad you did. God will bless you for that. God has promised that He will bless for obedience. Deuteronomy 4, beginning in verse 5 through 10 here. Surely I have taught you statutes and judgments, just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should act according to them in the land which you go to possess. And this doesn't include proper child-rearing here. Therefore, be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who will hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Now, if we had kids that were respectful and obeyed, that lived God's way, and if the parents did as well, people would say what a great nation the United States is. For what great nation is there that has God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us, for whatever reason we may call upon Him? Now, wouldn't that be a blessing if we could say that, and if other nations would say that about us instead of saying the things they do? You know, my friends, we're living in a time of mourning, of groaning, of complaining in our nation, and it's all because we have turned our back on our Maker. Verse 8, and what great nation is there that has such statutes and righteous judgments as are in all this law which I set before you this day? Yes, statutes and judgments which are offshoots from the Ten Commandments. Only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and to your grandchildren. Yes, God says teach His way, His law, His statutes, and His judgment to our kids and to our grandkids. And we have failed miserably, my friends, and we wonder why our kids turn out the way they do. Well, I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. Keep listening. In the meantime, if you would like a tape or CD of this program, call us, the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or you may order online at www.thewayitoughttobe.org to order CDs and literatures and tapes, or to hear pre-recorded programs. Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle speaking on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and several others, some daily, some weekly. Have a good day, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org, or call us at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.